Where do you keep hens?
What?
Where do you keep hens?
Well, you keep them hens out on the farm around the house. Now, they stay mostly out in the field, you know. And sometimes they stay in the yard or in the lot where we feed the cows and things and the hogs. And they all like to stay together. They help each other eat. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a fenced-in place or a smaller place, maybe just for the little chickens?
Oh, yes. We had some for the little bitties when they hatch off, you know. We'd put them, have a place fixed for them.
You remember what you called that?
And shut them up, mostly in a cub.
Uh-huh.
We had a cub, and we shut them up. We kept them shut up there for several days before we turned them out, because they would probably be too young to... the old hen would take them sometimes and get off somewhere. And then again, she wouldn't go. Some of them wouldn't go, but some of them would. Mm-hmm. And carry, and just stroll with the bitties and get them wet in the dew, and then they'd die. Mm.
So you had them pinned up then for the protection of the little bitties?
Yes, for the protection of them. And then used to be a lot of old hawks and things that would catch them. Mm-hmm. And we had to keep them shut up for them sometimes. After they got great big, we had to shut them up.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're eating chicken, you have a bone that goes like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Any stories about that?
Well, yeah, they say
most everybody will call that his choice piece.
Yes, the choice
I never piece. Did like it.
No, it's a dry kind of meat. But the pulley bone was a nice looking piece. Always it looked pretty and white, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real nice, and a lot of people, I always liked it pretty good. But a lot of them don't like it because it was dry kind of meat. Mm-hmm. It weren't juicy, you know, like most of them do.
Did you ever hear about people taking that bone and pulling it apart? And,
yeah.
Or setting it over the door or anything?
Yes,
like that?
Putting it over the door for see who come in there.
Like you and me used to.
Yeah.
The first man that walked under just gonna be our husband.
Yeah, we put it up over the door, you know, and then we'd watch and see who was the first one man person that come in under that. If it was a young fella, that was going to be the one that was going to, one of the one that, ever which one it was, that would be the one he's going to get married to. That was when there was all girls going that way.
Did it work?
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't never work out. It always paced on somewhere else. We didn't ever get around to that.
How would you call cows to get them to come in out of the pasture?
Well, you just have to get out there and go get them. You call them, they once in a while they come.
Call my milk cow up every.
Yeah, call them by their name. They had a name, and you call them by that.
Is there any one general call though? I mean, besides just calling by their name.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear people just give a certain call?
Gotch, gotch, gotch. That's the way it went.
What about to make them stand still so you can milk them?
Yes.
Now
let us milk you. And sorry, he'd punch him in the side like, you know, and he'd step his old leg back and let you milk.